Thank you very much. So in the agenda I said the wrap up. I think it's an impossible mission to really wrap up. Let me just recall that, of course, we started with statements from the co-organized, the distinguished delegates from France, from the representation from the delegations that are chairing respectively the Group of Friends on Safety of Journalists and the Media Freedom Coalition, and then, of course, the statement from the Deputy High Commissioner. We have heard a call to action by the Special Rapporteur on Freedom of Expression, reminding us all of the declining media freedom around the world, reaffirmed by Karen on behalf of the journalists as representative of the Committee to Protect Journalists. While the Special Rapporteur sitting next to me in the Independence of Judiciary provided an extensive presentation on SLAPs, what they are, what can be done to tackle their negative impact from different perspectives. This has been complemented by first-hand experiences from honorable high-level judges from two continents, the Philippines that had to leave to go to the airport and Nigeria, and by a lawyer that has experienced directly and massively for its client, their clients, the issue of this abusive practice. We heard the insight from representatives from academia, from the civil society. Again, it's impossible to cover and to recall all what mentioned, but if I may, this also panel here is visualizing the multi-stakeholder approach, which is called by the UN Plan of Action on Safety of Journalists at the issue of impunity. A plan that was developed in a participative manner, involving all these stakeholders, and this 12 years ago. And this has been implemented this way, with a coalition-based approach. So in 12 years, we have seen thousands of judges receiving trainings on this issue. We have seen the creation of a CSO coalition of safety of journalists under the umbrella of this plan, of Media Freedom Coalition, and many other cooperation at global level and also at local grassroots level to make the difference. In conclusion, I would like to thank you all on behalf of UNESCO. As mentioned, this is probably the last, in terms of time, event of this marathon of 10 days of observance of the International Day to End Impunity. But let's further carry the torch of this important issue over the year with concrete action. And in what the Special Rapporteur for Freedom of Expression referred to as the real world. Thank you to all on behalf of UNESCO. Over to you for the final words.